time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique Radio page for your chance to win a free gift every week. That's BUNEKE.org.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Well, hey, Gene, how are you?
Hey, good. 15 minutes. Nice.
Yeah, I should probably set my timer because, you know, that's
I think we can do it.
Yeah, we have to stick to that 15 minutes because everybody's time is valuable.
Exactly. So what I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna set mine for 13 minutes and 13 seconds. That'll give us time to say goodbye at the end.
Excellent.
So today's word of the day.
Yes.
Convention.
Convention. Okay.
It's an agreement between states for regulation of matters affecting all of them in an international convention, like banning the spread of nuclear weapons, or it's a compact between opposing commanders concerning prisoner exchange. Just kind of a legal situation, but a convention it's basically a rule of conduct or behavior. It's also like an established technique or practice. The romantic conventions made the film predictable, the way they always do the same thing. Now, we typically think of a convention as a gathering of people. You know, I'm going to a convention or a conference.
Yeah.
But that takes us right into our topic for the day, which is how countries are named. According to the Quartz website, most countries in the world have been named after one or of four things. You want to guess what those are?
Well, so these are the conventions for naming a country?
Correct.
I see. Okay, well, how about location? Is that one? Like, after people. I know that we name countries after
important,
people.
An important person with some influence over the country or its history. Kind of location, but not kind of not. It's a directional description. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Like North or South.
North America, South Africa. Yeah, so it's a directional description of the country. It could also be named after a tribe or ethnic group.
Hmm.
And we have some samples thanks to our lovely assistant, Barbara, or Barb Marino. It could also be a feature of the land. Now, we talked about people. What's the first thing you think of? What country? Do you know any countries that are named after people?
After people. When I was a little kid, I learned that America was named after Amerigo Vespucci.
Yes.
Who was a fellow that I guess he drew a map.
Italian explorer.
Or an explorer. Okay. They gave it his name.
Do you know who Bolivia was named after?
A fellow named Bolivar.
Simon Bolivar. He was a revolutionary.
So what about
the country Colombia?
Well,
back to America.
I don't know. I would think of Christopher Columbus getting credit
right.
for that.
You would be right.
Okay. Interesting.
Now, I have only two countries that she found that were named after tribes or ethnic groups.
Okay.
One is Turkey, named after the Turkish people.
Okay.
And that led me into having her check into whether or not there are turkeys, wild turkeys in the country.
Are there?
That's the topic for another day.
Oh, okay. We'll find out then. Okay. Well, you know, that's interesting. That technically, though, if I was thinking of one of our previous shows where we were talking about Argyle and how their land, their country, their place or whatever was named for an old word for horse people. So the kind of in that case, they were kind of named for the people that were there.
Yeah.
In that fashion, or like France was named for the Franks, I guess, even though
exactly.
It's not a modern people at this point.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, England was named after the Anglo-Saxons.
Angles, yeah.
And Denmark means Danish march, and that referred to the Danes.
I wonder if they went there and settled.
Probably.
The march part came in.
And the Danes, you know, are another word for Vikings.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew they were in the group. I mean, as far as I understood, now let's maybe that's a clarity. Is A Viking is a Dane. A Dane is a Viking.
Or, well, you know,
like,
what?
Is a Norseman. Are they all Norsemen?
Oh, what? That's right. So we'll do a show one day.
Okay,
Danes
let's do.
Danes versus Vikings.
Because I'm from fine Viking stock. I know that. I think I was a berserker in one of my previous lives.
I am sure you were. Amok, 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 amok. Remember that from the, I think it was...
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, we're going to run amok. Amok, amok, yeah. Amok, amok.
Some of my favorite witches ever.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. Do you want to do the research on this and then get back with me?
I will if I remember what it was. I got to write it down.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, thanks.
Because I'm always a note taker. Now,
sure,
here are some
sure.
countries that were named after a feature of their land.
Okay.
Niger, named after the Niger River, which sure. flows through several countries in West Africa. And that led to another topic, which I've asked Barb to look into. What is the difference between Niger and Nigeria?
Oh,
and,
okay.
And she got me some really great stuff.
Well, good. I know they're different countries.
Yes. Andorra. I'm not even sure where Andorra is. But according to her research, it may originate from the Arabic word Ad-Dara, which means the forest.
Hmm.
Now, we talked about directional descriptions, north, south, east, west, whatever. Did you know that Australia means south land in Old Latin?
No, I didn't know that. Interesting. It's now, definitely south.
It's the southernmost continent, I believe, other than Antarctica.
Antarctica, yeah.
What would you think Norway means?
Well, something to do with north, I think.
Northway.
Northway, okay.
In Old Norse.
Now, you talk about over yonder, yeah, up Northway, and they kind of point that way.
Yeah, over yonder.
Northway.
Northway. Well, it may be the Northway. The Northway from here to there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe from back when the Northwest Passage was open. They went up over the globe back in the day.
Yeah, because the
before
countries...
Before it froze in our day.
Right. Yeah. The lands have shifted and changed a lot.
Of course, you know, it's opening up again now. The Northwest Passage is going to be open water if it already
Interesting.
Isn't. Interesting. Yeah, pretty cool. It means a lot of different things for a lot of different people.
She did tell me that there are certain exceptions to the rule, like mm-hmm. Mexico. It is okay. thought to have been named after an Aztec war god, or it could
right.
mean child of the moon.
Hmm.
Canada was named after Huron Iroquois word for village or settlement.
Hmm.
Now, we have about 4 minutes before we have to do our little exit.
Okay.
Do you know how many countries listen to Be Unique Radio?
Well, if we've got more, I'll be excited. But if we haven't got another one since I looked, it's 60.
It is 60.
Woohoo! We are rocking.
Do you know their names?
All of them?
All of them.
I you know what? I don't, but the beauty is I know someone who does.
I wrote them down. I have them.
I know.
And I'm going to see if I can get them all out in 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So time me.
Ready?
Albania, Australia, Austria, Bangladesh, Belgium, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cameroon, Canada, China, Croatia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Denmark, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, France, Germany, Georgia, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Iran, Ireland, Italy, Jamaica, Japan, Jordan, Kenya, Lithuania, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, Nigeria, Pakistan, Panama, Philippines, Portugal, Republic of Serbia, Romania, Russia, Rwanda, Saudi Arabia, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Africa, South Korea, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Thailand, Taiwan, that was a tongue twister, Trinidad and Tobago, Turkey, Ukraine, United Kingdom, United Republic of Tanzania, United States of America, Uruguay, Vietnam, and Zambia. And we're out of time.
I'm still in awe every time.
It's amazing. I love reciting those names.
Did you breathe? I was listening and I didn't
hear
it.
Oh, yes. Yes, I had to breathe a couple times, and that's why I kind of slowed down there. But I want to say to all of these people, thank you for listening. It means the world to us to know that we're not just talking to each other, because there are easier ways to have a conversation than doing it on a podcast.
Well, and we'd love to hear what you have to say about what we have to say.
Yes.
You know, give us a shout out. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com. You can contact us 24/7.
Yes. And if you interact with us, you get a chance to win a gift. And we'll mail it to you. We'll mail it to all 60 countries.
All 60. That's awesome. I love free gifts.
Yeah. And they're good stuffs.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, everybody. I have to say that we're really happy you chose to take a break with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you online or like I said, you could give us a contact, jeanandmary@gmail.com. You can visit beunique.org or you can check us out on Facebook on our Be Unique Radio Facebook page.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
All right. See y'all.
I like that. That must be your new recorder.
It is, and I love it. And I just, one of these days, I'm going to spend just hours playing it as much as I want, and that's all I'm going to do sometime.